How fast have you been turning this around?
So I joined the, like, so the initiative last week, and for me personally, I'm producing about 100 units a week on my two printers. They're quite fast, but others have got little kind of home hobbyists printers, so they're doing one or two a day. But what we do have is we have critical mass. So we have about 5,000 volunteers across the country who are all producing the frames at the moment, as well as cutting the visors and trimming the elastic headbands to suit. At the moment, the demand is 500,000 individual units across the country. And say within, let's say, the Wimbledon area, the demand is around about 1,200, which we're on par to be able to actually meet demand, if not this week, then the next week. But a lot of these orders are kind of recurrent.
So you say there's 1,200 needed for Wimbledon. How long will that last?
So the units are designed to be throwaway. Because they, at the moment, we're still waiting for NHS approval. Although we meet criteria, they're not formally approved as of yet, but that's hopefully coming soon. Obviously, it takes a bit of time to get this kind of thing through all the processes. At the moment, we're completely reliant on the numbers where people actually sign up, and this can be done via the website. But hopefully, as demand goes up, which we think it probably will do, as that's the way things go, that the more then also we'll get more volunteers to sign up, and hopefully we can, basically add our outputs into the needs of the NHS.
So how's this being funded?
So there is a GoFundMe page. All the information is on the website at 3dcrowd.uk. At the moment, that we have a target of £160,000, and this pays for material and say the administrative side of things. At the moment, I think we're floating around just above the 100,000 mark in donations already received, so we're doing really well on that. But there's, as of everything, there's always we'll always definitely take more money from people if they're willing to donate it to us.
How much good will these face shields do?
So I think mainly it's to add to existing stock levels, but at a local level. One thing that I quite like about the initiative is that it's local people printing for their local practices. So it does have quite a nice community feel to it, but it's basically for frontline nurses, and they act as basically as splash guards, I guess, just to add another barrier against the virus.
So have you been in contact with any health professionals? Have they told you anything about this? Is there any reaction to this?
So me personally, no, I've not been in any contact through, let's say, the streams that come into 3D Crowd UK. But one thing that we do ask is that when we do deliver the face shields to the various NHS sites up and down the country, is that if they can tweet pictures or use Instagram. So we've got lots of pictures and feedback coming back from NHS members of staff using our face shields and how it's helping them carry on the battle against COVID-19, which is quite nice.
How likely is it that they will be approved? And if they're not approved, what's going to happen?
So at the moment, the NHS are using them, but the problem that we have is that because they're being printed by individuals rather than, say, a company, one of the challenges that we have is actually let's say the is them remaining sterile. So where we have guidelines, and everyone who's actually doing the printing conforms to these. So once the object is printed, it's then placed in a airtight bag, and then it's then left aside for 3 days, because current guidance is that COVID-19 can live on hard plastics for up to 3 days. So by basically putting them aside for 3 days before putting them into the supply chain, we conform to those guidelines. I know that the administrative side of 3D Crowd UK is in talks with NHS procurement to gain that approval. That's like, say, a formal process, but they are allowing them to be used in their sites, and they are, which is great. Just going back on those numbers, so we had a big push over the bank holiday weekend, where 39,000 of these masks were sent out to the various sites that had requested them.
So how hectic was it over the Easter weekend for you?
I have two printers in my small flat, so they were running all weekend. I managed aiming to get my first 100 masks out, hopefully by the end of tomorrow, so they'll go into the supply chain. But the thing with 3D printing though is that it's a bit like when you send a big document to a photocopier, you push send and then you just have to wait for it to come out the other end. They take about 2 hours, so there's not actually a great deal to do in the 2 hours while you're waiting for a print to finish.
You've been working with St Mary's Church in Wimbledon so that they can store all of your orders. So yes. Tell me a bit about what it's been like working with them, and what have they been like?
So originally, the distribution model for 3D Crowd UK was set up as a centralised hub based out of Sheffield, which would then distribute nationwide, but it became overwhelmed. So we moved to a more regional distribution network where within London there's 5 or 6 different regional hubs, northwest. I'm part of obviously southwest, there's southeast and so on and so forth. Obviously, because everyone is basically at home, we're not a commercial organization, so we don't have premises for assembly of orders. So when it came to actually kind of set up the hub or the cell for the southwest, because the church is basically opposite where I live, I thought, well, their church hall isn't being used. So I contacted them. I spoke to the rector there, Mandy, who's very, very lovely, who once it got past, say, the administrative aspect of the church, they offered me the keys to their church hall for me to use to assemble these orders and then subsequently distribute them out to our local hospitals and clinics and things. So it was really, really good. And I'm very, very grateful for them for allowing me to use their premises for this.
How useful has it been? If you didn't have that, what would have happened?
Well, I mean, because you're getting, orders in from, local printers, they're coming in drips and drabs. It's just having that space, because obviously I'm in quite a small flat, and you're trying to kind of organize yourself in a kind of semi-commercial way, which is residential dwellings aren't really set up for accepting and then subsequently distributing of fairly large orders. So to have actually that space where you've got the space to actually kind of organize the deliveries, but also when it comes to actually assembling them, obviously because of social distancing, having that large floor plate to actually spread yourselves out, you can maintain social distancing, which guarantees the safety of volunteers that are signed up to the cause. So it's been really, really useful. It's it's a great asset to have. We're still looking for volunteers. We need people with 3D printers. So if there's anyone out there that has one that they'd like to put it to some good use, just to go to 3dcrowd.uk. And also if you don't have a 3D printer, but you'd like to donate some money to the cause, then again, all those details are on that website, which is 3dcrowd.uk.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for speaking to me.
Brilliant. Thanks, Luke.